Hi everybody, my name is Manny, and you are listening to the sound of house music. folks. This is Joe Doppio. You are listening to my man, Manny Hebrani.
So even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will they be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream.
musicians have gone all over the world carrying the blues message, and the world has snapped its fingers and tapped its feet right along with the blues folks, but the blues has always been totally American. As American as apple pie. As American as the blues. As American as apple pie. The question is why? Why should the blues be so at home here? Well, America provided the atmosphere. America provided the atmosphere for the blues, and the blues was born. The blues was born on the American wilderness. The blues was born on the beaches where the slave ship was docked. Born on the slave man's auction block. The blues was born and carried on the howling wind. The blues grew up slave. The blues grew up as property. The blues grew up in Nat Turner visions. The blues grew up in Harriet Tubman courage. The blues grew up in small town deprivation. The blues grew up in big city isolation. The blues grew up in the nightmares of the white man. The blues grew up in the blues singing of Bessie and Billy and Ma. The blues grew up in Satchmo's horn, on Duke's piano, in Langston's poetry, on Robeson's baritone. The point is that the blues is grown. The blues is grown now, full grown, and you can trace the evolution of the blues on a parallel line with the evolution of this country. From Plymouth Rock to Acid Rock, from 13 states to Watergate, the blues is grown, but not the home. The blues is grown, but the country has not. The blues remembers everything the country forgot. It's a bicentennial year, and the blues is celebrating a birthday. And it's the bicentennial blues. America has got the blues, and it's a bicentennial edition. The blues view might amuse you, but make no mistake, it's a bicentennial year. A year of hysterical importance. A year of historical importance. Ripped off like donated moments from the past. 200 years ago this evening. 200 years ago last evening. And what about now? The blues is now. The blues has grown up and the country has not. The country has been ripped off. Ripped off like the Indians. Ripped off like jazz. Ripped off like nature. Ripped off like Christmas. Manhandled by media overkill. Goosed by aspiring vice presidents. Violated by commercial corporations. A bicentennial year. The year the symbol transformed into the BUY centennial. Buy a car, buy a flag, buy a map. Until the public en masse has been bludgeoned into bicentennial submission or bicentennial suspicion. I fall into the latter category. It's a blues year, and America has got the blues. It's got the blues because of partial deification or partial accomplishments over partial periods of time. Halfway justice, halfway liberty, halfway equality. It's a half-ass year. And we would be silly in all our knowledge, in all our self-righteous knowledge, when we sit back and laugh and mock the things that happen in our lives, to accept anything less than the truth about this bicentennial year. And the truth relates to 200 years of people and ideas getting by. It got by George Washington. The ideas of justice, liberty, and equality got cold by George Washington. Slave owner general.
Ciao ragazzi, ciao ragazze, state ascoltando il mix di Manny Di Brani.
All I had, now there's nothing left to give. to now, and you just can't go wrong, man. Please don't do it. Heavy men don't live so long, man. Don't do now, and you just can't go wrong, man. Please don't do it now to me.
On me, I just can't believe. No. How sweet your love is, deep down,
where I'm home. planetary alignment is right, and the DJ cuts out the light. Deep is where I'm home.
Is where
I'm home.
DJing is not for everyone. It's not for everyone. Nowadays, everyone is a DJ, and everyone wants to be a DJ. I don't know why. Just because your friend is a DJ, it doesn't mean that you also can be a DJ. DJing is a calling, a real calling, not a stage you have to pass through your journey of life. Oh no. You can have the passion, you can have the love for it, but the love and the passion is not enough. It's not enough. It won't get you through. It'll never get you through. You have to have the skills. You have to have the track selection. Good track selection. The best. And most importantly, you have to mix well. Mix really well. DJ, it's not for everyone. It's not for everyone. Have you ever heard the heartbeat of a DJ? Have you? Be something like this. Sweet, isn't it? That's why with shitty equipment they can play. Oh yes, they can play. Without any headphones they can still play. It's in their heart. It flows in their blood. With one arm they can play. They can play everywhere. Blind and on a wheelchair they can move you and make you see the music. At the age of 80 they can still electrify you. You wanna know why? I wanna know. It's because they did not choose this music. DJing is not for everyone. It's not for everyone. These days, you can throw a rock at a group of people, and sure enough, very surely enough, it will hit the DJ. One in three people is a DJ. One in three people. You can ask the person sitting next to you. He'll tell you, he's a DJ. But is he good? I don't know. I'd like to know. One in every two people wants to be a DJ. But DJing is not for everyone. It's not for everyone. Yeah.